night, his first time ever there. Strapped into his knapsack with his long and curly hair. He stood there for a while, then broke out with a smile. Emotion, overwhelming joy with tears. The men were dancing there, the heart so full of love. They sang such happy tunes to thank the one above for showing them the way, for giving them a day to rest, rejoice with peace of mind, to pray. Just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. Just one Shabbos, come and join with me. Let's sing and dance through the sky. With our spirits so high, we'll show them all it's true. Let them come and join us too. Just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. Just one Shabbos, come and join with me. Let's sing and dance through the sky. With our spirits so high, we'll show them all it's true. Let them come and join us too. I said, hello my friend, you seem to be amused. He said, much more than that, I am a bit confused. I know I am a Jew, I was bar mitzvah too, but Shabbos in our home, whoever knew? He asked to join with us, to understand and see. He spent some time with us in total ecstasy. Next Shabbos came along, his feelings grew so strong. He first began to feel that he belonged. Just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. Just one Shabbos, come and join with me. Let's sing and dance through the sky. Changes in his life, a brand new family, his children and his wife. They learn new things each day, to live the Torah way, the message of the Shabbos they'll relay. Now every Friday night they go down to the wall, invite some people home and they will tell them all. We'll teach you this new song, to join and sing along, and soon we'll all be free, it won't be long. Just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. Just one Shabbos, come and join with me. Let's sing and dance through the sky. With our spirits so high, we'll show them all it's true. Let them come. Shabbos and we'll all be free.
Well, that was Mordechai Ben David with the classic Just One Shabbos. Well, perhaps you've heard of Safam. Yes, a great group, many from Massachusetts, but Dan Funk was originally from New Jersey. And his father, as many of you are aware, was the rabbi at the Rutgers Hillel. My alma mater, Rutgers. Yay, Rutgers! Okay, Safam. They do a wonderful version of what's called World of Our Fathers. It's interesting in that it describes the Jewish situation, if you will, here in America, what it was, and we'll see what it will be. Who knows? But let's hear their classic World of Our Fathers. We'll be hearing a lot of Safam in the coming months and years. They are a favorite of mine.
Came to America in 1904. I was fleeing persecution and the army of the Tsar. Reached Ellis Island alone and half insane, so I left there with a different name. If it wasn't for my people, I don't know what I'd do. And I thank the Lord above me that I was born a Jew. They sheltered me and fed me till I got on my feet, and my mother's words came back to me. Just don't forget where you came from, my son, and the world of your fathers you'll soon leave behind. Just keep the faith of your people wherever you go. They're a friend you will find. I was just another greenhorn looking for a job. I prevailed upon a landsman to finally take me on. Worked as a peddler 10 hours every day. In the evening I brought home my pay. Scrimped and I saved till I put enough aside. Then I sent it to my father, his passage for to buy. Money for the steerage and money for the bride. It was 4 years since my mother died. I won't forget where I came from, my mother. Each day in the synagogue I pray for you. I built a life for us here in America. How proud you would be if you knew. Yay, day, day in America. Yay, day, day in America. Yay, day, day in America. Yay, day, 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 day. To bring my sisters and my baby brother too. Then we moved up to New England near some people that we knew. I made a bit of money in Boston's old North End, which we gradually learned how to spend. A bunch of little citizens I brought into this world, but most of them were no goods who squandered while I toiled. Sophisticated Americans they very soon became. Of their father they would grow ashamed. Just don't forget where we came from, my children. The world of our fathers is what made us strong. Don't sell your souls for the thrills of America. What price must you pay to belong? Thank you.
a doctor even keeps me in his home. He says to me, mein Zeta, when the children learn to speak, abyssal Yiddish you should teach them. The time, so many times, when I feared that all was lost. We had come so far so fast that I wondered what the cost. But now I see my father's world begin to rise in my great-grandchildren's eyes. Yay-da-da in America. Yay-da-da in America. Yay-da-da in America. Yay-da-da, yay-da-da.
Yay-da-da in America.
Yidi die, yidi die in America. How do you like that? Of course, the phrase sophisticate Americans, they very soon became of their parents. They would grow ashamed. Well, that's a story, isn't it? Well, I hope we're past all that. Mordechai Gebertig wrote Unser Städtel brennt. It was around 1938, 1939. He foretold the coming of the Holocaust. Our town is burning. Brothers, our poor town is burning. Raging winds are fanning the wild flames and furiously tearing, destroying, and scattering everything. Everything is burning. And you stand by and look on with folded arms, with verlegte Hand. You stand and look passively on while our town is burning. Our town is burning, and only you can save it. Extinguish the fire with your own blood if you must. I have many, many versions of Es brennt, but I think that my most favorite, or I know that my most favorite, is this one sung by Jan Pierce.